Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dead Cookies.
Uxter.
Matt Man.
All right, let's get into it.
Yay!
So to kind of dwell away from our usual kind of topics, I wanted to start off with something that wasn't exactly comic book related. This was just a personal choice of topic for me, just because, one, I'm a huge Doctor Who fan, and I've seen almost all of Charles Manson's interview tapes. So, that being said, an article was recently released by WeGotThisCovered.com, and it was written by a Matt Joseph. And the article states that Matt Smith... The title of the article says Matt Smith looks creepy as Charles Manson on the new Charlie Says poster. Which...
Wow. It does look the part.
Definitely, yeah. Hold on, let me reset this so he'll actually...
There. All right.
It's definitely got the look down for Charles Manson. I mean...
Except it's missing the swastika and the...
Well, this is probably... Which,
actually, if you go back and look at his old stuff, he didn't have it quite yet. So it's still... Because this seems to be before he gets arrested anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like he's in a jumpsuit.
It's like...
He's in the orange jumpsuit.
Go down.
Can't go down. Ever.
Right there.
Right, see, over there. Not knitting.
Patch?
No. I don't know. But still, I don't think it's a jumpsuit. It could be, but I think it's more like
for his...
When he was at what was it called?
Commune.
Yeah, when he was at his compound or whatever. Looks like 2019 is set to be a big year when it comes to seeing Charles Manson in cinemas. Apparently, The Haunting of Sharon Tate touchdown, and has Ben Mellish in the role opposite of Hilary Duff as the killer's most famous victim.
Hilary Duff is still around?
Apparently.
Oh, weird.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is by
Quentin Tarantino.
Yep. Feature Damon Harriman's take on the figure when it drops in July. And in between, we've got Charlie Says, which is headed for cinemas May 17th. That is not very far away.
That is very close.
But, I mean, like... Given what I've seen of his acting traits, I think he could pull it off. Depending on his American accent, but, you know. I mean, honestly, a lot of British actors have the same American accent. Because if you listen to, Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange, it sounds almost exactly like Hugh Laurie's House.
Doctor House? Fuck, dude, I did not know Hugh Laurie was British until I saw an interview with him. I did not know.
That's the great thing, though, because I only knew of him from House. So here's the great thing, though. Whenever House was doing his audition for the role, he came in with the American accent. And the director or whatever leaned over to the producer and goes, "Now, this is what I want. A good old-fashioned American."
Yeah, I remember reading about that.
American. It's like...
And then he was all, "Pip, pip, cheerio, thanks."
Yep, pretty much.
Have a good day.
Fancy a spot tea.
What? But,
Threw the guy right out of the chair.
But, you know, I'm genuinely interested in seeing how this turns out.
He's going to die.
I'm already dead. What are you talking about?
Cough up his liver or something.
No. My liver? I mean, I'm pretty sure I can get it out.
I mean,
that wasn't a challenge. We don't need to hold your beer.
Just saying. Damn. Dead Cookies has only a little bit of time left with extracurricular activities during the podcast. Because as an update, we'll be getting a video camera here soon.
I will get a pen.
All right. Anyways. Point is, back to the original commentation. That's not right.
What?
Back to the conversation.
Okay.
I'm interested in seeing where this leads to, because I think he could pull it off.
Is this going to be like our first, or is there a previous series? actual movies based on.
Yeah. This month, for instance, The Haunting of Sharon Tate's going to be out.
Okay.
And then...
July, we're going to have Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And
but this will become
Charlie Says next month. May.
Charlie, the one with Matt Smith will be coming next month. Okay. And then Once Upon a Time in Hollywood's going to be coming after July. Hold on to Charles Manson. Oh.
That can't be him. That has to be Charles.
I mean, that's...
That's not Charles Manson.
No?
No. Mm-hmm. It's not, but that's pretty damn close. But yeah, that's definitely the actor. But damn, that's pretty close.
Sorry, my activities prevent my eyes to see it.
Anyways, yeah. So, I don't know. Any thoughts from anyone else?
I just might go see it.
Right? Damn. The entire reason why I even noticed this was because it has Matt Smith as the main
character.
Main character, so. Yeah.
And you're always for Doctor Who.
Yep. I will jump the chance to see some Doctor Who stuff. Even if it's not Doctor Who related, just the actor being involved, but still.
Still.
To move on from that onto something else that's leading into comic book territory, apparently, Buffy's getting a with Buffy's new reboot, Angel will be getting a reboot as well.
It was a TV
comic book wise. I'm pretty sure it's all comic books. For months, Boom Studios.
It's going to be comic series.
Whoa. Yep.
Hey, aren't they the same ones that are doing the Power Rangers? One?
Yep.
What's that?
There's a whole bunch of rebooted stuff coming up soon, so this will be interesting.
A whole bunch of stuff.
No, I think is it Boom or is it? I think it might be Dynamite that's doing Power Rangers.
Matt,
I guess it might be. Rock on,
right?
Boom Studios.
They are. Okay. So I was right until I started to doubt myself.
But anyways,
self-doubter.
As someone who was a fan of the
Battlestar Galactica with Dynamite
television series, Angel, I'm interested. I mean, with it being a reboot, that's kind of interesting that they're still going to keep some the old faces. Because usually with a reboot, you get kind of a rebranding of the look.
Yeah.
A new style.
Yeah. But it looks like they're going to be using the old actors.
You know, characters still vaguely look like they did before. Or unless we're talking live action stuff, then they kind of have to have.
Well, because there's been rumors that Buffy was going to get a television reboot for a while after the Charmed debacle.
Oh. Well, droving off this, talking about TV reboots. Well, not reboots, but, kind of. Constantine is supposed to be getting a third season.
Didn't even get a second.
It's supposed to be getting a whole new
reboot, but
new series.
Well, we talked about that before,
but
there's been no updates of.
I saw something. I just don't know if I posted it. Hold on.
Supposedly, there's a new Constantine web cartoon.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That's new supposedly new episodes are out, but I haven't found them.
I don't know if you guys know this, but there is a Lion King official trailer out.
Yeah, I watched it.
I like how they're calling it live action, but it's all CG fucking eye.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones is in it, too.
Which is good. I'm glad he reprised.
Mufasa. Oh, yeah.
All right. Constantine will return to screens this year with a new animated series at CW Seed. All right. I mean...
Well, yeah, that's 2 years ago.
What's this
and
one?
And City of Demons was already...
The top one was just a few months.
See, look at this, though, because that's why I grabbed it, because when you go into, Google's thing, it says 5 days ago. And then as soon as you actually enter, it's like, oh no, 2 years ago. What?
Yeah, January 10th.
What the heck? Where's the 2 years? Where's the 5 days ago thing?
Might have been an update for something else.
Might have been. Nope. Well, go back.
I'm trying to see. All right, I don't know. Anyways.
The top one was.
From last month. This is the one we already looked at before.
Oh, what?
Anyways, right. that doesn't matter. To go back to what we were talking about with the Buffy's Angel getting a reboot and other reboots and talks and all that. Did anybody actually check out the Charmed reboot at all? Or was anybody even really a fan of Charmed? So I like Charmed, the original series.
Emily did.
I used to watch it.
The wife liked Charms.
But that's only because my sisters were watching it at the time.
And I remember hearing something about a potential Charmed reboot, but I don't know if it ever actually happened.
It happened, and it was horrible. Should put... Yeah.
Oh my.
Hell's Bells.
And they're not sisters. Last I checked, they were cousins now.
Oh. Okay. They're cousins.
It's
just a whole thing.
And they're not even Hallowells.
What?
No, Mel and Maggie Vera.
Vera?
So two of them are sisters, but then...
One is a cousin.
Another surprise shows up on the doorstep.
No, they're all three sisters. All
right, so they are sisters.
Just the two younger ones didn't know about the older one because Mom never said anything.
Yep, apparently not.
Wow. And
instead of it being Power 3 P3, it's M's, apparently now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, I don't...
No.
No.
Go right back in here. Oh. Why does that look like a biohazard?
Because it might have, whenever we were looking at it before, but now it's still the symbol. Yeah. It's just in a different kind of lighting.
Triquetra or whatever Trinity. It's called.
But yeah, no, I don't.
Wife I has don't. The tattoo of that on her. On her
whatever.
Other arm.
Yeah.
And for, I don't know. We both have the supernatural anti-demon tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
I've been wanting to do that, but I gotta do my Stan Lee one first. But anyways.
Back to...
Oh, it's not pausing. Anyways, back to our usual set of topics. Going into the comic book world is now.
All right.
Game of Thrones actor. What's his name?
Ian Glen.
Ian Glen will portray Bruce Wayne in season 2 of DC Universe's Titans. Which...
Wasn't that the knight?
I don't know.
Ser Jorah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the bear.
Okay.
And other people may know him as Dr. Isaacs from the Resident Evil live action series.
Yep. But I watched the Resident Evil series.
Oh, okay.
But I do have a.
I mean, Cade.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyways, doesn't really matter. I don't care. But I do have a small bow to pick with this. CW has tried to use the rights for Batman in their Arrowverse shows forever now. No, absolutely not. Will not stand for it. Titans shows up and all of a sudden, hey, you guys can use Batman. Sure.
I don't understand. You know, he definitely does look like he'd be an older Bruce Wayne.
Which definitely seems like that's the route they're wanting to take.
What time did they want to use him during the Arrowverse?
But is he
well? Is it on? Is Titans on the CW or is it on the, the DC Universe?
No, it's on TNT.
Streaming,
I think.
Streaming.
No, I'm pretty sure it's on TNT.
Because if it's on the DC Universe streaming platform, then that might be how they're getting away with it.
Let me.
Does anybody know that yet? Is he going to actually show up in cape and cowl, or is he just going to show up?
It doesn't.
I don't know.
This is a Glenn will put on the cape and cowl of Batman for Titans.
That's good.
So that's.
Wait, I thought it just said they didn't know. Get the key back here.
It doesn't.
See, it's not known whether he will put on the cape and cowl Or never simply mind. Appear as
one. Cage reading out a contact.
Yes, I was. Where is it?
It's fake news. Fake news.
Hacked.
Check his hands. Are they small?
Relatively.
He's not
only. Is that one that's on Netflix at all?
No. Titans? Not yet. I don't think so. Damn. But no, it
don't TNT. You say it is because it was announced in 14, 4 years ago. I could have swore I heard it was going to be on
DC Universe TV show.
Yeah.
So that doesn't. Okay. Alright, so it is on the DC Universe. Apparently they took it off of the TNT program.
If it ever did go through on TNT.
But anyways, TNT.
Back to our regular program.
But no, it has nothing to do with AC/DC.
Although, you know what I do like about this? With it being an old man Batman, and there not being a Batman, if he isn't going to put on the cape and cowl...
Well, don't forget, in the trailer, Robin did say, fuck Batman.
Yeah.
He did.
But, well, yeah, so there is a Batman, obviously, but if he is going to be old man Batman, if he doesn't put on the cape and cowl, that could open the door for a live-action version of Terry McGinnis. Which I have expressed interest in before.
If they do go with Terry McGinnis and Batman Beyond and all that, Michael Keaton needs to come in as old man Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, but... yeah.
they do that. Yeah.
As cool as that.
If they were doing a movie. But, no, I mean, looking at him, though, I could see it. I could see him playing an older Bruce Wayne type. Yeah. Definitely. Any
what
thoughts?
What were we talking about earlier?
About
the Arrowverse.
About them wanting to use Batman?
Yeah.
So for a while there, like they had to kind of work around and go with Batwoman, because DC refused to let them use Batman in the Arrowverse.
I mean,
so they had to work, which is kind of weird because like they originally refused to let them use Superman either.
Using Batman. For any movies?
Well, they were, but at the same time, they were using The Flash and Superman and all that, but then they allowed those two characters to be in the Arrowverse.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like, why? But, I don't know. It's all kind of Catch-22. That's not the word I'm
looking for. Like, if they did, like, the live-action Flashpoint Paradox we were talking about.
Well, Bruce's
it was originally dad. Planned to be on TNT, but that fell through.
No. We were talking about the guy from Walking Dead, Negan.
Not Height.
Him.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Okay, because he's already played Thomas Wayne.
He already played him. In the Batman versus Superman.
So a lot of people would like to see him come back as...
Thomas Wayne Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's what we
want.
If he
gets to be that brutal Batman.
Okay, well, he's already played like a very brutal character.
He played
as a comedian in Watchmen.
Okay.
Yeah. So
he played Negan. He has no issue playing a brutal ass character.
Yeah.
And if you'd watch Supernatural, he was John Winchester.
Winchester in Supernatural. But. So any other thoughts on the whole Batman?
I don't watch Titans, so...
I don't
know. Neither do I. I don't know. It's not even...
I don't even rent the episodes.
See, and it's just like, I...
Wink, wink.
Rent them.
And we don't have TV, we just have the Netflix, so...
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's like... I don't...
I watched one the first episode.
I
did not like it.
I don't know. I
watched the trailer.
The way they approached it,
too hard.
I think it's the way they approached it that I didn't like, because like these characters have a very distinct look, and they just like I get it's a bit more difficult with a live action.
I wasn't impressed with how they made Starfire.
Yeah,
how they made her look.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's supposed to have orange skin.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, it goes back to that whole thing where it's like, be multicultural all you want.
Doesn't dress like
a hooker.
Yeah. Be multicultural all you want, but don't change a character's fundamentals.
Don't change the race or gender just for the sake of being, you know, inclusive.
But you know, in the same vein of Batman and Titans Superman. And Superman and all that,
let's go back
in time to Smallville.
Because
Allison Mack, who played
Chloe
Sullivan in Smallville, recently pled guilty to about a year ago, Mack was
indicted.
Season 5.
Yeah. Indicted on charges of sex trafficking,
conspiracy to commit forced labor.
Yeah. Apparently, pretty much her and a few other people were running an entire sex cult. And so this has been something that's been like going on for a couple of years now that they've been trying to get her taken down for, and she's finally pled guilty to it all. So, yeah, that was an interesting development that I was kind of surprised they were still going on about. But it's definitely something that deserved to be dealt with. Apparently the actress faces up to 20 years in prison for each charge. And
are they gonna do that, you know, cumulatively or consecutively?
How much you want to bet all she's gonna get is probation?
Probably.
House arrest.
But apparently a tearful Mac pled guilty to one count of racketeering conspiracy and one count of racketeering, stating, "I have come to the conclusion that I must take full responsibility for my conduct, and that's why I am pleading guilty today." The actress explained that she joined NXIVM to find a purpose and that she believed Keith Raniere's intentions were to help people. She now realized that she was wrong.
Gee, really? You think?
Yeah.
You shouldn't realize that the first time you started doing sex stuff.
Yeah, definitely. That's a really weird and creepy territory to even get into.
Yeah.
It's irritating because, like, somehow, even though this is entirely on her, I still feel like somebody's going to somehow turn this on to being like, comic books are bad for you and all kinds of stuff like that. Simply because she was a role in a comic book show.
Don't watch this show. Because
people will come up with any kind of reason to, you know,
bash on something.
Yeah.
My son joined a sex cult because he watched Batman versus Superman.
And, you know, it's these kind of conversations
don't forget, comical books used to encourage, pedophilia. Batman and Robin, hello.
Yeah.
Got him dressed up in little tights and no pants.
Hey, he was a tight wonder.
And it's these kind of conversations that, lead to us never having success.
I mean,
so we're going to be so far just shoved
on. I think it deserves
everyone else heard that, but, you know.
Oh, hey, I heard it.
You want to give him a point? That was way too funny.
Usher guess one, too. He made a pun.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
He made a punny pun.
Okay. I can't keep putting points on the board. If you guys are just going to keep going back and forth, just tell me how many you're going to do so I can just put all the points on there.
Because,
Jesus. Punny pun. Well, anyways, so I think it's time we dwell away from DC now.
Yay!
Let's go back to our favorite thing
to
talk about.
Marvel Phase 4 has a 5-year plan.
Oh my.
5 years.
They're going to rule the next 5 years, huh?
Apparently,
well, it has nothing to do with, what is it, Big Daddy? Or whatever?
Disney?
No, but... Oh, God, I'm gonna... the Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
You know, where his girlfriend works at Hooters with that other guy. Uh-oh. He's got a 5-year plan.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
To work at Hooters.
But I got to reiterate, that's only a 5-year plan so far.
Oh, yeah.
It's most likely that'll go on even further, but the film that will kickstart Phase 4 is Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, yay!
Yeah.
It's
going
to be a Far From Home.
Marvel better hurry up and get a deal going with Sony, so we can keep using Spider-Man if he's going to be kicking off Phase 4. Because that'd be really...
How much you want to bet they're just going to come forward after they finish up with Venom and just buy Spider-Man?
Well, I don't know if they're... Because the whole reason why all these movies are being made are so that Marvel can't buy them back yet.
Yeah.
Because they're at the very end of their... leash, so they have to reset everything by making a movie.
Yeah, if they don't do anything with them for so long, then they lose the rights. In fact, that's how Marvel ended up getting back Daredevil and Ghost Rider, Elektra,
none of them,
The Punisher.
Which I'm still annoyed with Disney for taking away my Punisher. I was really enjoying that series. No, not for the Punisher. Not for the Punisher. His kind of stuff can't be done in a movie. That's too much compactness. Okay, this is coming from somebody who objectively is a fan.
Actually, I would love to see them adapt the Welcome Back, Frank series.
That would be
maxi series
a decent
as
movie.
Movie.
But
if
like,
for no other reason than to see the bear swipe the guy, smack the guy's head clean off its shoulders.
Oh, yes.
That was freaking hilarious.
Yes.
But anyways, coming from somebody who objectively really does love the character Punisher and has seen all the movies, they don't have the same kind of... The show had a better chance of delving more into the character than the movies could.
Copy.
And let's not even get started on the Warzone movie, which was just utter bullshit.
I have not seen that one yet either.
It's not good.
It's
I have not seen that one. I have not seen Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance. I haven't seen the last Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, no, I refuse to watch. Hold on, what was the original?
Maybe I'll torture myself tonight when I get home. I'm just going to stay up all night.
Spirit of Vengeance almost killed my love for...
Maybe.
Thomas Jane.
So I liked the Thomas Jane.
Thomas Jane, I thought, was a decent Punisher.
That was a good
but
Punisher.
I think it would have been. Because like he did this whole bootleg universe thing called Dirty Laundry. Whereas, like, they don't mention the Punisher by name. But if you watch the thing, at the very end, it's like he gives a kid the Punisher shirt or something. It's very obvious that it's supposed to be the Punisher, but they don't use the name, so it can't be. Copyright.
It's just a skull on a shirt. Shut up, Disney.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he was really, really getting himself pumped to get in that role.
Oh, yeah.
He was really wanting to do it. He wanted to do a sequel, but he didn't care for what they were doing for the story, and that's how we ended up with Warzone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was But no, I think he would have been great if they'd given him a chance at more of like a TV show kind of thing where they could really delve in to the character. Because that's the thing, is like, the Punisher has such a vast, like, just huge kind of storyline.
That cannot.
Like, unless it's a very key storyline, and not just his origin story.
What happened to him?
Because the origin story, like, that's another thing where it's like, there's a lot to pack into there.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, he was talking about with the Welcome Back, Frank, or what was it?
Welcome Back. Back, Frank.
Yeah. With that storyline, that would be a great movie. But with like a lot of the other storylines that Frank Castle has, a TV show is definitely a better choice. You know,
I wouldn't even care, I wouldn't even care if they decided to do it, animated movie style. I just would love to see that in some kind of moving picture form.
Another thing I'd like to see is
talkies.
Another thing I would like to see is a reboot of Blade. Even if they don't use Wesley Snipes, because at this point it's just they're not going to. At this point, Disney's like already pretty much confirmed they're not going
to
use him.
Even though he really wants to.
He really wants to, but after his whole tax evasion thing, Disney's just like, nope.
You're a bad touch.
Yep. Because as soon as you fuck up, you're out of Disney's.
Nope. I don't know. They did let Roseanne come back to do her show.
Yeah.
Before this racist thing, because she, even though she was still being all racist and shit back in the 80s, 90s.
Yep.
And then they're like, well, okay, well, maybe she's changed. And nope, she kept it up with the new show. And so they're like, oh, guess what? You're not going to have a show anymore. Your character's dead.
Yep. But, you know.
And now it's whatever.
The Connors.
It just kind of depends on who they are.
The Connors, huh?
The Connors.
Yeah. It's everybody, just no Roseanne.
No Roseanne. Just the Connors.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. But with Disney...
That's a show I'd get behind.
I bet you would get behind the Connors.
Oh, yeah.
Surprised you didn't watch it.
But really, I don't like to watch a Connor. Okay, moving on. Before Cade's head explodes.
I'm going to try and go through a sentence now without being interrupted.
Good luck with that.
But anyway, oh my god. Anyways. So it depends on the actor. I'm done. It depends on the actor, really, because, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. had a huge history with drugs and other kind of criminal activities. Drugs, but Disney gave him a second chance, and now he's one of the biggest stars
in the world. And now people know him as Tony Stark. They don't know him as Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
He's Tony.
People stop him in the streets and still call him Tony.
Yo, Tony!
Mr. Stark!
But I mean, like...
Mr. Stark!
Right.
I don't know, it's just like... Wesley Snipes is just... He kind of just dwelled into the shadows.
Yeah.
And it's like... I mean, yeah, he's cool, but at this point, just find someone new.
Disney's not gonna touch.
The problem with Blade is he's got a very... I want to see, like, Blade. I want to see the comic book Blade where he's like, got the tattoos going all over him and everything. I want to see that Blade. Bald head, everything.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd be amazing. So you want
to see more modern Blade than original Blade.
Yeah.
Savage Blade.
Yeah.
Where Blade had the pro.
No.
Wasn't a big pro.
No, he's talking about...
More like Jerry
he
curls.
He wants the ponytail.
More like Jerry curls.
No, not Blade. Okay, I just want to point out, I didn't even type that. Yeah, Blade. Definitely not that Blade. Or the that old, Blade, or that Blade.
Classic Blade.
Yeah, none of these.
Come on. What about that one?
No, because that's Wesley Snipes kind of Blade.
No Wesley Snipes.
This is the kind of...
The manga?
Essentially. Anime? I mean, like, there's actually a comic book version. Okay. No, that's not the one.
Well, I mean...
Anyways, but yeah, no, that's essentially the look that I want to see kind of pop up into the live action.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you.
Not Jamie Foxx.
No.
Who am I looking for?
Not Jamie Foxx!
Yeah.
1 second.
Hold on, guys. We are having...
I want to show who I think would be good.
Michael J. White.
Yep, again. Michael J. White. I think he could pull off the Blade role.
He really wants him to
I mean...
Give this guy some work.
Just a second chance after the horrible, horrible Spawn film.
I don't know. I liked it.
My face. That's a face a mother to kiss.
The movie's got... got me into wanting to play the games and shit. The games are... Okay.
Yeah, it's just it doesn't stand up to the test of time, you know.
I mean, that looks pretty close, too.
I don't know.
But put the tattoo on it. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who Maurice Crump is.
I was talking about the picture,
but yeah, right there.
But yeah, I see it.
I would love to see Michael J. White because he is a badass.
Hey, he was Ben Turner / Bronze Tiger in 9 episodes of Arrow.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Right. Yep. That's all yep. Right. But anyways,
moving
to,
on.
To move
are you guys
on.
Gonna check out the Addams Family animated movie when it comes out?
Yes, I might. I am.
I might.
I will definitely.
There's
watch
animated Addams Family coming out.
I will.
What?
This Halloween, yeah,
you
this October.
See that?
Awesome.
I could swear I shared. I shared the trailer on the teaser on the Facebook page.
Anyways, are there any other Marvel characters that you guys would like to see get a chance at the big screen or small screen at all?
I will probably think of one when the podcast is over. Because I'm
Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider is another one. Cosmo?
Cosmo the dog.
The dog?
Cosmo, yes.
You know, either stick him in Guardians of the Galaxy, finally, where he belongs.
Well, I mean, so you mean as an actual role?
A buddy movie.
You mean like as an actual
Cosmo and Rocket. There we go, buddy movie. Cosmo, Rocket, and
Green. Although I think if it was going to be a buddy movie, it would probably end up being Cosmo and...
they could chase each other.
Howard the Duck, because they were sitting there hanging out.
It would probably be Howard.
That's kind of the rule. Like, if they were to do anything, that's kind of where it seems like they would take it, if they were.
I don't know. We don't know what they're going to do in
Cosmo
and
Cosmo at Nowhere. Because in the comics, Cosmo was head of security for Nowhere.
Yeah.
He was basically
into Nowhere.
Yeah, and he thought with when he communicated telepathically, it was with a Russian accent. Even come on, that's awesome, Russian dog.
I mean, he was Russian, so.
But, I'd love. Also, dwelling off slightly, not really, but there's a lot of rumors that Hawkeye is going to get his own series.
Yeah, that's. I think it's been confirmed. Along with Loki and Scarlet Witch and the Vision.
So I know that those ones haven't been confirmed, but the Hawkeye Disney one is Plus. Still not fully confirmed. That's only because I don't know. Like, one of the main reasons why it's not confirmed is because Jeremy Renner has gone on to say that he doesn't want to play Hawkeye for past Avengers Endgame or whenever his contract runs out.
Wave enough money under his nose, and he'll be
definitely.
Like, okay.
But I think if they were to do a series, it would probably be him training like Kate Bishop or something.
Wow, coincidentally, that's what the article I shared said.
I didn't see the article. I didn't see the article.
Oh,
okay.
So you're talking at your butt. Okay.
So,
but it's plot they're thinking is probably most likely going to be him training Kate Bishop.
You send that on the...
In the thing.
You send that on here?
So, about...
On the, on the Virtual Leftovers page.
Wanting to see something...
No, not in the...
Oh, in the actual page?
The page.
Also, for anyone who is listening, in the comments of the Facebook post, let us know if you like the new logo. I mean, I wanted to do
something... Because we like it.
I wanted to do something new than what we were using, something that was a bit more us. And I mean...
And
a bit more Virtual Leftover-esque. I still got to update the cover photo for something new, but I got to think of something for that first.
I don't want
Shrek Attack.
I don't want to have our posts. I was going to say, let's have our picture up there, but I was like, nah.
Other way. There.
Right there, Batman!
You're going to give the old fart a stroke.
Calm down, man.
Happening at Disney Plus.
Usher no CPR.
Yeah,
it's where
the Loki and whatnot, because they're...
Jeremy Renner will star in a series for the House of Mouse streaming service all about Clint Barton.
He'll be passing the torch to Kate Bishop.
All right. That's pretty much the only way I could see it actually happening.
Yeah. See, and then there's going to also be a possible Falcon... I don't know if it's the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, yeah.
Together.
There might be
one with Lady Sif. Whether that will be Jamie Alexander as Sif again.
You said we're getting a Loki series?
Right. Loki, and then a Vision and the Scarlet
Basically,
Witch.
That's already telling us he's...
Not necessarily. It could be kind of like a... It
could be a prequel thing.
Yeah.
You know...
So I just want to point something out, though, because this pretty much confirms it. So far, Disney, Marvel Studios, and Renner's people haven't opted to comment on this, so we'll let you know what we hear. So it doesn't sound like it's been confirmed, it's just kind of...
It's not set in stone.
Yeah, no, it's not set in stone, but it is essentially... It's
getting...
If it happens, it's more probably than what it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, and at this stage, it's, usually when Bleeding Cool hears about it, especially when it's from Variety, that's usually a pretty good indicator.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't, seen in a lot of the stuff that I've seen, read on Bleeding Cool, while it's primarily a rumor and gossip site kind of thing for, comics and pop culture news, I haven't really seen a whole lot of stuff that they've brought up been wrong.
Mm.
They may have gotten something,
some stuff,
a few little bits here and there they might have gotten wrong, but the overall, the meal itself. So, you know, using our, you know,
yeah,
our podcast name theme. You know, while the meal is right, some of the side dishes might be wrong. Or they may have swapped out ingredients or something.
Right.
So following in vain of Marvel projects being released soon, Deadpool 3, it hasn't got an official release date. The cast hasn't really confirmed, and the plot seems to be going in a new direction. But to kind of list off a few things...
Well, Brolin did sign a contract to play Cable for a few films.
It doesn't seem...
That's good.
Okay, so yeah.
And what, is that X-Force movie still going to happen?
It seems like it. Upcoming X-Force movie, given...
Well, because with the merger, I don't know if any of the
X-Films,
you know, any more...
So what I've heard...
...universe films are still going to happen.
What I've heard from...
Once Dark Phoenix gets released.
This...
Okay. But granted, you know, they could still happen and just not be part of the Marvel universe.
Very end of last month. But,
you know, not be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. From what I've heard, though, Disney pretty much isn't going to touch Deadpool. They're going to leave that one to just be how it is. So far. Again, though, it doesn't... And no official release date has been provided yet, so we don't know when. Deadpool 3 cast, who's in it. Like you're saying, Brolin should be in it. Ryan Reynolds, Lorraine Kelly. I'm a little bit lost. One second.
Apparently the Deadpool creator wants Ryan Reynolds to play Green Lantern.
Reprise Green Lantern.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
I know, but there's another thing that...
Anyways, yeah, I don't know. This is... Anyway, so apparently Lorraine Kelly's supposed to be in it?
No, she's the interviewer. She's interviewing.
Oh, what is that?
Ryan? Okay, it says hinted that Hugh Jackman... Well, what exactly is going on is Ryan Reynolds is pretty much badgering...
Hugh Jackman might be in there. He's been
hounding
since
the
first one.
Because reprise the role of Wolverine, that links over to another thing where... He talks about Ryan Reynolds has been badgering Hugh Jackman to reprise the role for a movie, but there's been no confirmation that there's been anything
going
to. That's as far as hinting as Ryan Reynolds has gone, is that he's just been bugging the living hell out of Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
And it sounds like if it does happen, they might actually get him suited up in the Wolverine suit.
Mm.
That's been one of the things that's been hinted at. I think it would be in a Next Force version of it too.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
Well, isn't that how he met Wolverine?
So hold on. So we'll see Colossus, Negasonic Teenage Warhead, Yukio, and Russell. Most likely, we'll see them. Maybe even Peter.
And like I said, Brolin, I believe, did sign a multi-film deal to play Cable.
Oh, yeah. So characters like Cable and Domino are all but guaranteed to join Wade in future installments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Other than that, Ryan Reynolds has said that Deadpool 3 will
be different.
I feel like the character, in order for him to function properly within his own universe, you need to take everything away from him. I don't think that you can keep doing that. Well, the plan was always to keep Deadpool slice and dice his enemies in the future X-Force movies. Reynolds explained that a solo sequel would need to break all kinds of weird barriers and do stuff that no one else can do. And... Okay, so it doesn't... Alright, so he's also said that he wants to explore Deadpool's pansexuality. So.
Alright.
That's the thing that he wants to do.
Alright.
It's kind of interesting. Ryan Reynolds just kind of wants to see just how far he could push the envelope with his character, you know, with Disney at the helms. So I find that funny. Because he's like, alright, Disney, I'm going to test my luck here. Yeah.
I mean, hey, as long as he brings in the money.
Reynolds has teased that the threequel is looking to go in a completely different direction, teasingly adding, often they reboot or change a character maybe like four movies too late. Production hasn't started yet, so a trailer won't be available for some time, but it's likely that Reynolds will keep fans busy with hilarious promotional videos like this one where Deadpool crashed Hugh Jackman's birthday message. Yeah, I'd click into it and show, but again, you guys can't even see it. Deadpool 3 rating, Merc with a potty mouth. It seems like it'll continue on with the
Rated R,
but...
Yes. Thank you.
Well, Disney's already said they're going to keep Deadpool at R.
Yep.
They're not going to neuter him.
But anyways, so what are your guys' thoughts on the whole Deadpool 3 thing?
I am still excited that they're doing it.
They need to keep doing Deadpool. I mean, come on. Deadpool made bank.
I mean, I definitely agree. But the problem is, I don't want to see Deadpool become a character that's just being used for the money purposes, and like they, because there does come a point whenever it's just they've used him too much. And I love Deadpool. Deadpool is a fucking amazing character, but
like they did with Wolverine.
Yeah, definitely. Because like I didn't watch the Wolverine. I didn't watch. What was the other one? Between Logan and the Wolverine.
There's X-Men First.
No. I haven't watched any of the X-Men movies.
He wasn't outside of Wolverine. He had a cameo in First Class.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
And then he was in Days of Future Past.
And then he was in...
And then we don't see him again until...
Apocalypse.
Until Logan.
Logan.
No, he wasn't in Apocalypse.
I thought he was.
No.
Okay, so...
Oh, no, that's...
Like, I haven't watched... I stopped watching X-Men movies after the... X-Men Origins debacle. That was the last time I watched an X-Men movie because I already didn't like the X-Men movies at that point. They were just kind of, they grew stale for me. And then X-Men Origins Wolverine was just kind of like that final straw where I was like, nope,
no,
you guys have gone too far. And then I came back for Logan because, you know, end of an era. And I cried.
I did too.
That was,
yeah, there was
some
tears
sad.
Over here.
I cried. I was shocked.
But you know,
I remember reading somebody with having Deadpool appear in X-Men movies. You know, with their rating, they're only allowed, I think, one F-bomb.
Really?
In the whole movie, and Deadpool's the only one that's aware of it, and he's wanting to save it for a really good, you know, situation where it'd be just the best, and he's going through the whole movie waiting. It's like, this, no, that's not it. And then finally, it's a situation where it calls for the F-bomb, and before he can say it, somebody else does.
Yep, somebody else
and
does.
And he gets pissed because they gave him to the F-bomb.
And then you just kind of see him in the background, just kind of pacing back and forth, freaking out, but you can't hear anything because they have to censor it all.
When?
No, it wasn't an actual thing. It was like
thing
it was a fan
on,
post.
I read somewhere.
I wish.
Right? Like, that'd be amazing.
That
would have
been awesome.
Get him in some kind of PG situation and then...
Let the Wolverine
say
it.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely who would say it.
Yeah.
But,
be similar to Once Upon a Deadpool.
Yeah.
With the PG version of Deadpool 2.
But...
one.
With Fred Savage. That was awesome.
Yep, that was the, yep.
Yeah.
I don't have many comments on that. It was just kind of like, it was them testing the waters on a PG thing. So, I mean, I don't.
Honestly, I think that's the only way a Deadpool PG movie would work.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, have the R-rated and then recut it some way to,
or have,
you know, with new stuff stitched in to cut, you know, to get around a lot of the, you know, the stuff that would get them an R rating.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anywho,
I think that's about all we have to talk about. Well, with the nerdy stuff, I do want to say that this week we didn't do the wheel this side punishment.
Yeah,
the
punishment wheel thing. Yeah, I was wondering about that about 15 minutes ago. I was like, hey,
I've got. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah, but I want to go back and I want to change the punishment wheel. I want to fix it.
We can do that after this.
Yeah, we'll go through it because I went and looked at a lot of them. And it's just like that's just irritating and it's gimmicky and
really. What could possibly be irritating? Do.
Yeah.
When people do stuff like that, because do. Yeah. That gets annoying.
So
a couple.
We're gonna go back.
Too happy doing this.
Do.
Okay.
That's fine.
Anyways, so we're gonna go through and we're gonna look at it, look at the punishment wheel together.
And you guys can comment punishments too.
Oh yeah. There won't be a Beetlejuice sequel.
Yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah.
Thank God. Beetlejuice was great, but this would have just been a shameless cash grab, and we all know it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's the whole point.
We're waiting on us to get back out here so we can do our outro.
Yeah, he's just taking better. But, you know, with that being said, we are working on trying to bring this together to be more of a functioning podcast.
What?
We're trying to be functional?
And I want to change, like, the main reason why I want to change the punishment wheel is because we already have the punishment board. So it just kind of seems like we're getting a little too gimmicky, and I want to change it and make it more versatile for something other than punishments. Because, like, we've already got a punishment thing set up. So we'll go through and we'll change it and we'll...
Oh, yeah, sure. After I get punished, we're going to change it. Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay.
That's totally fair.
No. Your punishment totally wasn't fair. A part of that. Your punishment was part of this.
The punishment board.
That's not what we're changing. Still gonna be... We're keeping the punishment board.
Well, no, that we're changing the punishments.
No, we're changing the punishment wheel.
Challenge.
Yeah.
That's not a punishment wheel. That's a wheel of challenge.
It's
a challenge wheel.
Still.
Okay, so yes, we're changing the challenge wheel. Sorry.
Jesus.
It was yell a random word, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was. It was going to be a random word yell.
But, again, it was too gimmicky, and it wasn't something that was actually worth doing.
And it was just
annoying when it was actually listening to us. Now, there's a lot of you, but I do appreciate the ones that are listening. Thank you very much.
And we want to keep you around.
Yeah, we're weird that way.
Yeah. So again, anybody who is listening...
We want to be like earworms.
Anybody who is still listening after this hour long of just nonsense,
bickering, you know.
Please
arguing.
Leave us any suggestions you may have in the comments of the Facebook post. We do look at them.
We're still having problems with
new mics.
Yeah, we're working on getting the mics.
We're working on getting everything.
Hopefully, starting next month, I might have a desktop computer to edit stuff with. But again, we got to get the wires for the mics and get batteries and stuff. It's a process and irritating process,
and
but a process.
And real life keeps butting in because it's evil.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of which, here in 2 weeks, not next week, but in 2 weeks, we won't have a podcast because I will be going out of the country and we use my phone for the podcast. So,
so much for it being a surprise that you weren't going to say nothing. Change your mind?
I can't say nothing. I got to say something. Oh, you mean from my...
Yeah.
Well, no, she already found out.
Well,
it was an accident. She knew I was coming. She just didn't know exactly when.
Yeah, and you said you weren't going to say nothing.
I wasn't, but she found out because...
Damn, Wayne, you can't keep a secret?
Okay, I messed up because they needed to know what terminal it was, and they wanted to make sure. So I sent them a screenshot, and I tried to black out the date, and it glitched and didn't black it out. So, yeah. Anyways, with that being said, anybody else have any final thoughts for the podcast?
No.
Any final messages to anybody just listening?
You know, thanks again for your likes on the page. And
please continue to comment on our post.
You know, please start commenting. Either throw a post on there, comment on a post.
We do, like, I for my personal account, my personal page, I've taken pretty much a hiatus from Facebook. The only thing I use it now for is for the podcast page. So we do look at the page. We do keep an eye on
it. I get notifications every time you like, every time you comment,
I get notifications for the page as well.
So, like, we do pay attention, and we would love still feedback on everything.
We're still just getting started.
I do have a question for, you know, not just, you know, us, but also you listeners. I was wondering if, to make it easier to know who posts what on the page,
should we put our screen name, like Kate Arsenal or something.
He puts, you know, Kate Arsenal.
Posted
or
by
Dead Cookies or Ugster or Mattman or so, whatever.
I would suggest
because all four of us can post on that page.
And we do. We do.
And some.
I was just something kind of like that kind of. I know where it's got the squiggly line and then.
Or just a dash.
Something. It doesn't.
Because I've heard that not everybody's Facebook apps, at least, shows who posted.
No.
Anything on the page.
Yeah,
when you view the page in the app.
I do think we should.
You know, through a browser, actually, it shows.
I was literally just thinking that.
I've been
thinking about bringing it up for a while, but yeah, I keep forgetting about it.
Exactly.
And then I thought, you know what, screw it, I'll just bring it up.
I think that's what we will do. I think we will start actually leaving a signature.
Especially when I posted the thing about anybody that wanted to subscribe and listen through iTunes.
Yeah, a lot of, like, I had a couple of friends on that post that were looking to talk to me, and then didn't realize that wasn't who posted it. So yeah, I think from now on we will leave a signature on our Facebook post. But again, with that being said, thank you guys for listening. It really does mean the world to me, and I'm sure it means a lot to these guys too.
Sure does.
It's my me time every week.
Alright. With that being said, this was thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Lifters Podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dead Cookies.
Ugster.
Mattman.
Signing out.